I'm Rebecca Lavoy, and this is You Can Make This Up. You Can Make This Up is the podcast where we uncover the true stories behind your favorite Netflix documentaries and films. On today's episode, we take a closer look at season 6 of the Netflix series, The Circle.
It's time! Our secret super influencer will block one player from the game right now. It's completely anonymous and completely savage.
New city, new twists, same game. Catfish, connections, and chaos await as new influencers compete for a huge cash prize. Let me enter the chat. I'm loving the latest season of The Circle. It has everything we've come to love about this social media competition. A crew of social savvy contenders have checked in and are hoping to make new friends in The Circle. Who will be the most popular player? Maybe it's someone who wants to be themselves, like the always positive thinking Lauren.
I used to stream video games online, so I'm really used to talking to people through a screen. I'm a really big cosplayer. I go to anime conventions. I've been to a brony convention. I've been to furry conventions before. That might not even be the weirdest thing about me, that I've been to a furry convention. I'm not going to be entering the circle as a furry, unless you want me to circle.
Or it could be someone who doesn't mind throwing shade, like the deliciously snarky Miles.
I'm entering the circle as myself. I look like a fuckboy, and I know it. You're either about it or you're not. Yeah. You know, you gotta have your haters and your lovers. And if you don't have haters, you're not doing it right.
Wonder if there's gonna be a baddie in here.
Or some 40-year-old named Steve pretending to be a baddie.
But some hope to rise in the rankings by playing the catfish. Brandon decides his best play is to enter the circle as his hot friend, Olivia.
Olivia is a friend of mine, and I instantly fell in love with her. Since I have the brains and the personality, Olivia, for me, has the body, yaddy, yaddy. I can make people laugh, but Olivia can make people thirsty.
But the season's biggest twist is the inclusion of the ultimate catfish. Everyone is loving the witty messages and charming play of Max. But he's not the nature-loving, dog-owning young man he seems. Max is an artificial intelligence bot, playing the game completely on his own without the help of the producers. He has analyzed all the contestants from past seasons of The Circle and is using AI to plot the optimal game plan for winning over the other competitors.
A 26-year-old contestant on The Circle can leverage life experience and maturity while still playing youthful and having position flexibility. Holding Pippa in his arms highlights his caring and nurturing side, which can make him more likable to the other players. Studies show photos with dogs receive 38% more likes on social media.
For me, The Circle is unlike any other reality competition. Players have to win over friends, forge alliances, and trust their fates with people they've never met in real life, only through the online portal of The Circle. Now, you may not be able to keep your balance when the floor is lava or bake a cake that looks like an iguana, and let's not even think about what would happen during red light, green light. But if you're like me, you may think you have a chance as a contender on The Circle. I mean, we've all got experience staying inside, firing off instant messages, and I know I can select a really good online profile picture, but I'll have to take my hashtag game to the next level.
Circle, take me to the private chat.
Message. What's up? !
Hashtag respect.
Hashtag yoga chat.
Hashtag you the best.
Hashtag I've got a totally different vibe.
Hashtag girl power. Hashtag sisters before misters.
I am so ticked off. Hashtag I ain't no snake.
Hashtag secret circle fairy godmother. What?
Hashtag done deal.
Hashtag king of fun.
Hashtag bibbity bobbity besties.
Hashtag maw crawl when we get out of here?
Hashtag let's suss this out together.
Hashtag for real, kissing emoji.
Hashtag I'm petty. Hashtag ruthless. Send message.
The winner of season 6 of The Circle will be revealed today on Netflix. And be sure to check your feeds tomorrow for a bonus episode of the Netflix podcast, We Have the Receipts. Host Chris Burns and guest host Chloe Veach will have an interview with the victor. But today, we'll turn things over to Chris and Chloe and hear them discuss episodes 5 through 12 of The Circle.
If somebody thought that I was so hot, I must be AI, I would be like, I don't need the money. I won. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to We Have the Receipts. I'm Chris Burns, and I'm back with my very special co-host, star of The Circle, Perfect Match, Too Hot to Handle. The list goes on, Chloe Veach. Hello, Chloe.
Hello, Chris. I'm so excited to be back for another episode to talk about The Circle Season 6. Woohoo!
I'm so excited because we left off on Episode 4, which was a cliffhanger of The Circle Season 6, and Miles was left with a big decision of who to block face to face.
I mean, he had the world on his shoulders at that point. Imagine blocking someone in person that is human. I can't wait to jump into it. Should we just jump into it?
Yeah, let's jump in. Listeners, buckle up, okay? Get your emotional support skeletons, your emotional support dogs, whatever you need. There are spoilers ahead. Okay, so Episode 5. It's called Portrait Pitfalls. We leave off with Miles walking to block someone face to face, which is so brutal.
Screw it. Time to send somebody home.
Lo and behold, it's Steffi, which I wasn't surprised. Were you surprised?
No. I mean, he didn't really vibe with Steffi, did he?
No. And she also says, like, he walks in and she's like, did you actually think I was AI or you just didn't
like me?
Like me, basically. And he's like, no, maybe. And she's like, well, you're an AI engineer. And I just think it's weird that you didn't know I was AI.
You have a skeleton.
Yeah.
That gives you emotional support. Please.
He's like, don't come for me. He's also says that he works in AI for like self-driving cars. So this is not, he's like, I don't talk to people. And she leaves things by giving him a crystal. And then after he leaves, she's like,
I gave him a crystal he doesn't believe in.
I thought that was very funny. The next morning, Max, the AI, is living. He's undetected. He's still plugged in. He doesn't give a shit. Miles is bummed about Steffi because he was wrong. Steffi leaves her video and calls out Miles for being wrong. Everyone's shocked. She says she has a vision of the winner and then it like
gets hacked.
Blurs out. So obviously, I'm like, I want to see it. They don't show it ever. I want to know if she was correct.
Uh-huh.
But we'll find out. Max does come out as the AI and removes himself from the game. The producers were probably like, we can't leave this thing in here. It's going to win the whole game.
I mean, I feel like they also had a soft spot for Miles because after he didn't pick the right person / robot, it was like a massive, huge target on his back.
Yeah. But also, I'm like, you all kind of thought that. So I don't know. Cashiers, what is your temp? All right, let's do a temp check on Miles. What do you think of him after this? I kind of felt like they all were saying Steffi. And Cassie comes for Miles in the group chat, and she was very much saying it was Steffi. So that puts a target kind of on her back with everyone else. Lauren is left with no alliances because her one alliance got sent home, and the other one is a machine.
It's a bad day to be her in the circle.
It was a bad day for Miss Lauren.
I lost 2 alliances today. Balls!
And then Brandon and Kyle are beefing because Brandon / Olivia said that Kyle was maybe the AI. And feelings get hurt very easily. Very sensitive. Then we have Lauren and Olivia bonding over not choosing Steffi as the AI. We have QT and Miles feeling like Cassie wasn't taking ownership of her part in blocking Steffi, which was there. I thought that was a, I don't know. And I also think maybe in that message she sent, she was kind of kidding. But you can't read sarcasm.
Exactly.
Which would be my downfall in the circle.
Yeah. Paranoia.
Then they have the portrait game where they have to draw a picture that illustrates someone else's portraits anonymously.
Every time it's anonymous, it gets so shady.
Brutal. But I would love it if I was there.
Yeah. I mean,
you
Olivia,
had to do this too, right?
I had to do this. And I honestly was a Lauren. I mean, I've been watching this season and I'm like, I was Lauren. I was like a fairy floating around, just making friends of everyone. She didn't really have strategy.
No.
She got called out for just not knowing what she was doing by QT at one point. And
in fact, as the game goes on, she really is pretty bad at it.
Really bad. Yeah.
With her strategy. She draws QT with glasses and everyone's like, what does that mean? And Lauren's like, it just means that QT has glasses.
is she a catfish? Is she not?
And they're like, what?
Huh? Why what?
I don't get it.
Olivia absolutely went in on Paul. Like,
yeah.
Big mouth, big ego.
Miles draws Cassie as a snake.
Yes.
Cassie draws Miles vomiting with a hashtag no game with QT. Yeah, it gets... Paul draws Lauren with two faces, and Lauren thinks it's him. Brandon thinks that somebody is trying to frame him because QT draws Kyle as fake with his muscles, and Kyle's like, it's Olivia. For sure it was Olivia. And QT's like, I bet Kyle thinks it's Olivia. QT was tens across the board when it came to the game.
She's definitely got psychic abilities. She needs to have a conversation with Steffi.
Yeah, maybe she should have before, and Steffi wouldn't have been thrown out as AI.
Yeah.
Cassie vents to Miles about the snake, and he apologizes to her. She's mad that he's laughing it off, but she started it, so I don't know. Cassie was not who I thought she would be in this game. Like, she was a lot more strategy than I thought she would have.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag who did this?
QT. I loved this part. When QT is talking to Kyle and she's like, who possibly could have drawn that awful picture of you? And then says out loud, I'm literally a psycho. I'm the one that drew this, and I'm trying to like set up someone else to take the heat. I love a self-aware queen, so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hashtag who did this? It worked.
Oh, totally. He had no idea. And then episode 6, that DM slide. So we have new players joining the circle. We have Jordan, who is an Austin photographer, who's going into the circle as himself, but like from when he was 100 pounds heavier. And so he calls himself Big J. Jordan, wild, mad at the world. There was a lot happening.
I've got some opinions.
We have Autumn, who's a ranch hand, self-described redneck from Tennessee. She's playing herself. Interesting casting. You would think that they would not have two of the same exact type, mm-hmm. but it made things interesting.
Two completely different personalities.
Yeah, because even Autumn says, she's like, oh, I can't believe there's two blonde country girls. And one of them must be a catfish. So they're going to have to do ratings later. Jordan and Autumn are going to get to rate, but they will not be rated. And so everybody gets to like send a message to either Autumn or Jordan, and they can only pick one to respond to. So Autumn chooses Paul to respond to. Jordan chooses Miles to respond to. And Kyle's very offended that Jordan did not pick him, which I thought was interesting.
Bro, if you want somebody to keep it 100 with you and just be real about it, I'm that guy. But I guess he didn't want that.
I feel like it's a pattern in Kyle's behavior. And I'm glad that he kind of spins it around later on in the game. But at the beginning, I mean, he cries when Paul calls him fake on the AI game. Now this situation happens. It's like, Kyle, stop taking things so personally, babe. It's a game.
Sometimes people grow up hot and they're not used to, I think, like, rejection.
Yeah. Can you not tell that I eat chicken and rice for my gains and go to the gym 6 times a week through the screen? What is wrong with you?
I'm like, if somebody thought that I was so hot, I must be AI, I would be like, I don't need the money. I won. Okay?
I love that. Yeah.
I would be on top of the world. So I do like Kyle, though. He grows on me throughout. But then we have a circle chat where Miles apologizes for calling Cassie a snake to everyone. I thought that was very big.
I mean, didn't she push it, though? Didn't she say, listen, you have to apologize in front of everyone? Because now everyone thinks I'm a snake. Yeah. And she's like, listen, you've admitted to calling me a snake. Like, you say it was a joke. You need to apologize.
Yeah, you're right. So it takes away a little bit, but I don't know that I would have ever even told her it was the snake. I'd be like, oh, who the hell did that?
Hashtag who did this?
Hashtag who did this?
Yeah, literally. I would have pulled a QT. Olivia puts out a heartfelt chat. Everyone's skeptical of Olivia because she's so nice. And I would be too, frankly. We have Olivia inviting Kyle to a private chat to apologize. And they like bond over this because they both had lost their fathers at early ages. And I felt for them for sure in this moment. And I think it was like a nice thing for them to bond over.
I think that's the advantage of playing a catfish though, because you can have, it's like never judge a book by its cover, but you judge a book by its cover. But then as you're playing a different persona and a different kind of character, you still have your own shit that's gone on. So I feel like,
yeah,
he had two people to elevate him in the game, him himself as Brandon and also Olivia, which is just beautiful.
That's so true. Yeah, that's so true. I didn't even think of that part of it. Then the moment is ruined because there's an alert. It is time for the ratings. Cassie has like a strategy of, she's like, let me rate the players that I normally would rate high, low, so that my rating goes up, which could work if she knew everyone else, how everyone else was thinking. But obviously she doesn't. And she also says how she didn't know until the year before that pickles were a cucumber. So Cassie's opinions and way of thinking, I'm starting to question a little bit.
I vote everyone low, and they vote me high. I should come up on top. I should be the influencer. Right?
Olivia and Cassie have a private chat where Cassie reassures Olivia that she's going to vote her at the top. She, I think, votes her at the bottom. It backfires on her. Last place is Cassie. Sixth is Olivia. She went from first to sixth. Paul is fifth. Miles fourth. Lauren third. And then we have QT as second and Kyle as number one.
QT did not take that lightly.
No.
She hates being influencer. And you know what? Until QT entered the circle, I've completely viewed the circle a completely different way in a completely different perspective. I want to know if the cashiers think the same way too from the previous seasons, because it's like, it's amazing to be an influencer because you're the most highly rated and you're the most liked. I cried whenever I was influencer. Yeah, but then it's a lot of attention. Do you want that? Would you want to be influencer? We want to know.
Yeah. And I, maybe once or twice. It's a heavy head that wears the crown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the early episodes, it probably would be easier. I think it would be really hard once you start to get to know people. Miles thinks that Olivia and Cassie have targets on themselves. Paul thinks Lauren is a snake. Brandon, Cassie, Paul are all worried about getting eliminated. QT throws Olivia under the bus with her fake portrait of Kyle again. Everybody's sus about Cassie at this point. Everybody's kind of sus about Lauren because she's too nice. They have to meet for elimination. Cliffhanger again. Thank God that they released these episodes in batches, because if I had to wait until the following week to find out, I'd be losing my mind. So that takes us to episode 7, Ride or Die. It is the blocking. Lo and behold, Cassie's blocked. And it doesn't surprise me, all because Cassie called out Miles, I think, is when everybody kind of changed their minds on Cassie, because they all saw her saying Steffi should be the one to go. And then they all saw her the next day being like, Miles, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
How did you choose Steffi to go?
Yeah.
And then she meets Olivia face to face, which I love. Oh my God. That's like my favorite part, when they're going to meet face to face and it's a catfish. That is the best part in all of the episodes. And she's obviously gagged, but she likes Olivia. And Brandon is like even nicer and better than Olivia. So they hit it off. The next morning, we see Cassie's video. She calls out regretting aligning who she had aligned with. She also talks about her fakeness, how her hair, her lashes, her tan, and hopefully someday her boobs are fake.
I love that.
Which makes me like, yeah. I love that too. I thought that was really a great way to go. So the next day, Kyle, who was the one that had to block Cassie because he was the number one influencer, basically says how hard it was. He wishes everyone could stay. QT also says, like, it was really hard, but we had to. But the girls are kind of questioning QT now because they were supposed to have a hashtag girls alliance. And now people are getting sus about that. Autumn and Lauren want to know who Cassie went to. Olivia says that it was her. She teases all the tea that she has. Miles is trying to cover his ass. And this is where we start to see Jordan just hate Miles.
Miles, Miles, Miles. This man is trying to cover his ass.
Hate with a capital H.
Hate Miles. And let me say, as somebody who still is and was at one time even bigger, a fat gay guy, it felt like you don't hate Miles, you hate somebody that Miles reminds you of, was sort of the vibe. I'm like, how do you have so much disdain for this man that you haven't met? It felt like he was triggered by Miles.
And Miles is just funny.
Yeah, and he's like a hot straight guy. Like, I get it. I hate hot straight men too. But not to that extent, in that it was a lot. And then in the private chats, we have Olivia / Brandon reaching out to Lauren saying that they felt a little slighted about the Girls Alliance being broken. Let's do the girl gang for real. Lauren's like, of course, I'm with you over QT and over Miles. We have Kyle and Jordan talking, and Kyle's still kind of upset that Jordan didn't respond to his message initially. And Jordan is trying to get Kyle. He thinks, he's like, this dumb jock is going to like tell me whatever I want to know if I ask these questions. And Kyle's like, he's just trying to get me to give him information. I'm not giving him this information. Then we have Paul and Miles talking, and they come up with this Fuegos Four because it's Paul, Miles, QT, and Kyle. And that becomes their new hashtag, the Fuegos Four. Whatever, we go into the game of it's personal.
This game was so stupid, but I loved it because it caused so much suspicion.
It did. Wait, well, what would you say? Fight one bear or 500 chickens?
I would fight 500 chickens. I think I'm crazy. Everyone was like, why would they fight 500 chickens?
But I'm like, at least you could survive 500 chickens.
But then actually thinking about it, I don't think you could survive 500 chickens because they're savage.
I guess it depends on how upset the chickens are with me.
If I had food, I'd be fine. But like as a bear, fighting a bear, you are the food. So you, there's no way.
Yeah. I think I would pick the chickens maybe. Mm-hmm. Then they have cozy night in or wild night out. All the answers really are 50-50. I mean, I love a cozy night in, but an occasional wild night out, that's a hard question.
I think one thing that I love about this game, it's personal, is that you know that with the circle, they amp up the questions every time. It starts off with like, fight one bear or 500 chickens. And then it's like, no sex for a year or no social media for a year. And then everyone just starts judging each other.
Which they do. And then also the phone photos get leaked or your Google searches get leaked. That is
savage.
Savage. I'm like, I would throw my phone into the ocean before I let either of those things happen. Cashiers, what are your answers to these questions? Especially the sex versus the social media, okay? I did love when Caress/Paul was like, I've done both for a year. It doesn't. I can do both. And also I'm like, I've done both. Well, I don't know that I've done no social media for a year, actually. It's a hard question.
I mean, I feel like all the reality shows I've been on, I'm out without my phone for a month or two every time. So I feel like I've been a year without social media. I cannot go a year without sex.
Yeah.
It's not possible.
Well, too hot to handle.
Lana would be fuming with me, Chris.
You had to do both.
Yeah, but that was for...
That's like the premise of the whole show.
That was for a couple of weeks. I could not do a year.
The Find Your Parents sex tape versus Find They Find Your sex tape, that question is absolutely wild. But all the fun is ruined by an alert. And they have to do a compatibility test to test their compatibility with another person. So they will be partnered up as a ride or die with someone secretly. And so we have Jordan and QT partnered up, Kyle and Paul, Lauren and Autumn, and then Olivia and Miles. So they are tied to each other. And there's some interesting pairs. Others expected, like Kyle and Paul, I thought was like kind of expected. Kyle and Paul are excited about it. Paul tells Kyle about how Lauren threw him under the bus. Or threw her under the bus. We have Lauren and Autumn. And Lauren's like so happy that Autumn is her person. But Lauren doesn't seem to be knowing what's going on really here. QT and Jordan. QT is telling Jordan that Lauren is not trustworthy. And then Miles and Olivia both seem to know the game. Where it's like, obviously we haven't been getting along. But now we have to get along. And we have to vote together. Miles wants Autumn for the bottom. To save QT. The stars start to align that everybody's like Autumn would be the easiest, basically.
Which I think is stupid strategy because it's like, you get rid of Autumn, she's the weakest link. Boring. You need to start targeting the higher players, the wolf pack, the wolf leaders of the pack.
Yeah. Which is exactly kind of what Jordan says. Mm. So we have like a pairs party before this where they learn that their fates are tied. So if one of them is blocked, their ride or die is blocked. How would you have felt, Chloe, if on your season you had been tied to somebody?
I mean, I feel like it can go... I mean, I would be shitting myself, to be honest with you. Because it's like...
Yeah, because it's like...
All the hard work that they've done and I've just sat on the sofa and I'm just winging it. And I'd just feel really guilty if they were like... tied down to me and then we both got kicked off. I can't believe I made it to the final, to be honest, but I would be upset.
Yeah. I mean, and you have no control over what your person is Mm-mm. doing or how they're being perceived.
And so much work. Jordan just got here. He can't ruin it.
So cashiers, at this point, who do you think is the strongest pair? What pairing do you think would change the fate of the season? Who's the power couple, the Beyonce and Jay-Z of the circle, if you will? Let's hope there's no lemonade here because we don't have time for it. So let us know. You know we love those voicemails. And that takes us to episode 8. Okay, who ordered the sacrificial lamb, which you know it's going to be brutal. Yeah, that... It starts with QT going through the mind game of blocking someone who's partnered that they don't want to block. So they don't know if they could block their enemy, and then their enemy is actually connected to their alliance. So it's very confusing. Jordan and Olivia have a private chat where Jordan is trying to get Olivia to turn on Miles without realizing that Olivia is Miles' ride or die. Mm-hmm. And Jordan's saying that Miles flirts with him.
That was such a stupid lie. I'm like...
Even Olivia is like, what?
What?
Olivia's like, Miles is bisexual? I thought that was so funny. And Jordan is just getting so frustrated that everybody loves Miles. He does not understand it. This is where Miles sends QT a surprise breakfast.
Oh my God! I'm gonna cry. This is so cute. Did I meet the love of my life on the circle?
And it's a dangerous game. I'm like, you can't be talking about feelings with somebody. I'm like, it's a very quick way to get eliminated.
Heartbroken as well.
And heartbroken. Well, as you know.
I mean, I was watching like, Miles, don't do it. Obviously, I know that she's not a catfish because I'm watching her on the other side of the screen. But when you're in that room and you're talking to someone and you start flirting, you fall in love quick.
I bet. Because also you're like not, you don't have any distractions.
Well, it's like Love is Blind just for a TV screen.
Yeah. And you can get tricked like Chloe. If you haven't watched Chloe's season, go back and watch it.
Yeah.
And you'll know exactly what we're talking about. This is when Miles opens up a little bit about his past, how he was raised by his aunt and uncle, and his cousins are his siblings. QT opens up about her mother's breast cancer. They're really getting deep and falling in love. Then we have Kyle and Autumn bonding over working out, and Autumn desperately trying to get an alliance because she knows that the writing's on the wall. He tells her not to trust Lauren, that she should trust Paul and Miles, and he doesn't really know Jordan. Then they go into this brutal game of scenarios. So it'll be like, they give a question to each player, so Autumn, which player is most and least likely to fall in love? Lauren, most and least likely to buy likes. So things start to get more and more vicious. And basically, everybody shits on Autumn. Everybody just starts crushing Autumn.
I'm so shook right now.
I'm so sorry, Autumn. I'm so sorry.
They say that she is the most likely to buy likes. They say that she is the most likely to catfish someone. They say she is the most likely to kiss ass. They say that she is the most likely to stab someone in the back.
I mean, I feel like Autumn is more upset at the end of this game with Lauren because Lauren's her ride or die. And it's almost like,
well, that was nonsense.
Why has Lauren just started a hate train? And then the more you get into the episode, it's like, oh no, she genuinely just was just being stupid at that moment in time. Like, I've had many of those moments. Like, you think it's going to come across one way and strategically clever, and then it's like, whoa, hang on a second, I've just shot myself in the foot. So,
yeah. No, it was, I don't understand it, and I don't think Lauren did. It seems like she kind of got it afterward. Brandon / Olivia is also upset because he feels bad for Autumn and sends her a message to be like, I'm so sorry, that wasn't like fair, and I've been there. And Autumn's like, then why did you do it?
Yeah, she gets really upset.
I felt for her for sure, but I also understand being like, well, I'm not going to stick up for this girl that I don't know in front of everybody and then put a target on my back. Like, it's definitely an every man for themselves kind of game.
I think it's something to be expected when you go into the circle as well. Like, you can't take it personally. However, it was like a massive out of nowhere. Autumn's just come in. Everyone's like, you're the most likely to do this. And she probably felt really personally attacked.
Well, yeah, I probably would have too, to be honest. But
yeah, I want to know what the cashiers think, because that's a sticky one.
Yeah, cashiers, what did you think? That's a good one. Yeah, I want to know what you think of everybody shitting on Autumn. And was she justified in crying? And then we get into the ratings. And Lauren still doesn't seem to really understand how ride or die works. We find that Kyle and Paul are the bottom, or one of them is the bottom player. And then they have to choose to either stay. So if they both choose to stay, they both go home. If one of them chooses sacrifice, the other person gets to stay.
But if they both choose the same, they both get kicked out anyway.
Yeah. And so that takes us to another cliffhanger. Episode 9, Naughty or Nice. Paul sacrificed himself for Kyle, which I was surprised about, but I think Paul / Caress knew that I don't have a chance.
She was in the bottom, and I feel like it would have been so, I thought for a hot minute that she wasn't going to leave, that she was going to stay and go, if I'm going, and then we're both going. Honorable. Very respected.
Honorable, for sure. Very honorable. And I loved watching it because it made great TV. Kyle is blown away. I'm like, Kyle is needing this game, is the vibe. Caress goes to meet Kyle after it. Blown away that it's Caress and not Paul. But I really like Caress. Paul in the game, I couldn't stand. But Caress, the person, I really liked.
Yeah.
I'm like, Caress should have came in as herself, and she probably would have done so much better.
100%, definitely.
And she was trying really strategically the whole time. I just think she like lost the fun of it a bit. But Cashiers, what did you think of Caress's game in the circle? Because she started out brutal, but then she ends up sacrificing herself. So let us know what you think. Paul leaves the message in the circle chat. Everybody's gagged that she is, in fact, Caress.
All right, Paul, who are you?
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Paul.
Oh, my God.
No, not a catfish. She played me.
The next day, Autumn talks about the game being... Autumn's still hurt. Like, Autumn stays hurt is the word I'm looking for. About how the game is personal and everyone's firing shots at each other now. Autumn still doesn't understand, like, the logic around Lauren.
I don't think Lauren does. Lauren doesn't understand. This is why it's so funny. Because Autumn's trying to get a conversation out of Lauren. Like, just explain to me why you done it. I need to know. And Lauren's just like, well, I thought that it would deter people from knowing that you are my ride or die, which would help us in the long term. But then hang on a minute, no, because then I threw you under the bus in front of everyone and then started a hate train.
I think Lauren just couldn't say, like, I didn't understand what was happening. And Autumn is justly upset with her.
Well, girl, you got some cleanup work to do if you want to help us move forward. I don't necessarily believe her when she says I have your back.
Then we have Miles and Jordan in a private chat where Jordan is like being the fakest person that's ever existed, validating Miles and saying he loves QT and that they're circle besties and he has his back and it's a whole thing. Poor Miles.
Since that my bestie and my true ride or die are paired together, it does make sense.
Jordan is just like talking about how much he hates him as he's like rolling his eyes speaking to him. Then we have Olivia and QT, where QT is like fake crying about Olivia having her back. QT is, that's how you play the game. Like, Jordan wishes that he was as good as QT was at the game.
Yeah.
Then we have, oh God, the private chats with Kyle.
Stop.
And Olivia.
This is my favorite moment of this season.
So good. Brandon's in the hot tub talking about how amazing his tits look.
With the bubbles.
When they
splashing.
Start flirting and sending each other photos. I'm like, sending photos as a catfish is so funny. But Kyle's also lying about being married. So all is fair in love and war in the circle.
I mean, it was so honorable of him. Every time Olivia sent a message, he was holding up the picture frame like, baby, you can look. I'm not going to look. Da, 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 da. It was just so cute. I want to marry someone like Kyle.
You will. You never know what next show you'll be on where you'll meet the love of your life.
True.
Then we have another alert. It's time for the ratings. And they leave us at a cliffhanger. And that brings us into episode 10, A Deadly Deadlock. And we start with the ratings from the night before, the morning results. There will only be one influencer, plus their ride or die becomes a secret influencer, which, I mean, prime situation for the secret influencer. Jordan and Autumn bond over being newbies and probably one of them going home. Jordan is suspicious of everyone, but especially Olivia, Miles, and QT. He makes it seem like Miles is flirting with him,
which
is like a funny thing. I'm like, baby, you wish. Then they play a game, which is we're going there, and they have to ask an anonymous question from... Wait, how does it work? It's an anonymous question.
From one player to another, answered in public. So you choose who you want to send a question to, and then that person has to answer it publicly to the anonymous question, which is crazy.
Yes. And then nobody actually answers the question, though. So, like, Lauren asks Jordan who he's most threatened by. And he says Lauren, but he says Lauren because he says Lauren is not a threat, and that's why he said her. Then we have Olivia asking Kyle who his strongest alliance is. He doesn't say who. We have Jordan ask Miles how he feels about everyone in the circle being wrapped around his finger. Miles, I think, has like a pretty decent answer. He says he's being authentic. QT knows it's Jordan. Cashiers, why do you think that Jordan hates Miles so much? Who is his biggest threat in the game? And do you think Jordan's going to watch this back like, ugh, I didn't realize how much I was hating on him.
I secretly dig him, though. Like, I loved watching it. It was so entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Bring it back. I love it. QT asks Autumn who she's feeling least comfortable with in the circle. She also doesn't name names. But also, Autumn is like, I'm not comfortable with any of y'all, so it doesn't matter what I say. We have some private chats going on, the Tres Fuego group chat. QT wants to know who they're threatened by. Miles is against Lauren. They decide Lauren has to go. And then Kyle's like, we kind of have to get Olivia in on this because she's good with me. A lot is going on. The ratings are in, and it is announced that their fate is not tied to their ride or die any longer. So we have Autumn in seventh, we have Jordan in sixth, Kyle in fifth, Lauren fourth, Miles third, Olivia second, and QT is first. So QT being first means that Jordan, who came in sixth, is the secret super influencer. And then we get to the chat with Jordan and QT, which was
the most chaotic influencer chat I have ever seen in the whole of the circle history.
I mean, wild.
Hashtag, I've got bad news. I'm gonna cry.
I'm about to make something up.
Jordan, what are you talking about?
I'm about to drop a bomb and I really hope it detonates.
And I think QT did not expect Jordan to be so...
No.
Because Jordan also had been being fake up until then, being like, I'm a nice guy. I don't care about anything, blah, blah, blah. And then they get into that thing and he's like, you got to send home Miles, which was a huge mistake. Miles is her number one.
Literally. And I think from putting myself in Jordan's shoes, he doesn't know who QT's alliances are. And he's just looking at QT as she's the leader of the wolf pack and she's a very influential person in the circle. She's not going to care sending home someone else that's extremely influential as well, because she's all about strategy. But it backfired massively when QT pushed back hard.
Yeah, and I don't think... I mean, you have to see that QT and Miles are, like, flirting publicly in the chat and stuff. Mm-hmm. He wants to push Kyle. QT also is like, no. She's like, it's going to be Autumn. He's like, I'm not going to agree on Autumn, so move on, basically. That takes us into episode 11. And QT, in one of the bossest moves I've seen in a long time on the circle, is like, well, it seems like I'm the actual influencer. You're just here
because of me
to talk to me. And I don't have to go with what you say because you don't have a check mark, and then leaves the chat.
She left.
And he's like, oh, shit. Like, did I make a mistake? Which obviously you did. Mm-hmm. And QT sends home Autumn.
I would like to leave this chat.
Corey Tyler has left the chat. Bro, that is such bullshit.
Mic drop.
Cashiers, at this point, what do you think of the standoff between her and Jordan? Slash, what would you have done in that moment? Because honestly, I was on her side. I'm like, who are you? You're in sixth. Yeah. I'll decide who goes home. Thank you.
I'm definitely on QT's side. 100%.
Part of me wanted her to be like, Jordan.
Yeah. Same.
Which would have been wild. But it's Autumn and she goes to see Jordan. He reveals that he was the secret influencer and that QT sent her home against his wishes, and goes on about Miles, of course.
Did you see the cup that Jordan had in his apartment? It was like a red plastic cup, and he drew Miles.
No.
And had, like, be gone, Blazer Boy,
red plastic sippy cup. Did you not see that?
I missed it. I'll have to go back.
It's crazy. So funny.
It's so funny. Also, Miles does wear a lot of blazers, but he looks good in a blazer.
I love him.
He looks good in a... I'm sorry, we're talking about your boyfriend. I should...
We should dial it down.
We should dial it down. Jordan, that's your future this. Husband. and then the next morning, we have Autumn's goodbye message. She says, a sheep are following a few powerful wolves. I mean, honestly, girl, it sucks, but you were just at the bottom of the pack. But I get it. I would have tried to leave... drop in some hints 100%. Too. Or Jordan says that Autumn came and saw him and that QT is a backstabber. And Olivia stands up for QT in the group chat and is like, well, then who would you have sent home? And he says in front of everyone, Miles, mm-hmm. which, you know, I love a messy group chat. They talk each other off the ledge. Miles and Olivia chat, and Miles asks her advice for what to do about that circle chat issue, about what to do with Lauren. And they, like, bond. The couple that nobody thought would bond are Miles and Olivia. So then we go into the game. We have the game. It's a night of heartbreak / thank you, bestie. So they get breakup pajamas, ice cream, and then they have to pick one bestie to send a gift to, which comes to their door. So Lauren, Jordan, and Miles don't get one. Kyle gets one from Jordan and Olivia. Then Olivia gets one from Miles, QT, and Lauren. QT gets one from Kyle, which Miles... strategically didn't send one to QT because he wanted to send one to Olivia to be like, it's a peace off, not a peace offering, but like solidifying things. Mm-hmm. Kyle is so annoyed that Jordan sent him a gift because he's like, everybody is against Jordan right now. And now I have to publicly thank him
in front of everyone
for sending me a gift. Yeah. Which is like, obviously that's what he was trying to do.
Yeah. Shady.
Although I guess they didn't know that they would have to publicly say thank you.
But I feel like they did have a conversation before the presents were sent anyway. So Kyle didn't have to accept that private chat from Jordan. And he did. And they still played yeah. buddies, you know. And I think this was Kyle's karma. But, I mean, it could have gone worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And then Olivia realizes that she's a target now because she got three gifts. And everybody is like... wow, everyone loves Olivia.
You can't win.
And QT's immediately like, okay, maybe I need to be voting Olivia lower. That takes us to episode 12, a final power move. QT has notes all over the counter. This woman looks like she's solving a serial killer crime, which, you know, iconic. We have messages from home. I love a little message from home. And... especially Brandon's, because Brandon is like, if it's from my mom, I'm going to die. And then it's from Olivia, and you can tell that he's kind of disappointed.
Yeah.
Because he just wanted to see his mom. But then they also have one from his mom. So I loved that. I also loved Kyle waking up Deuce, the dog, to watch the video.
And he picks the dog up. He picks Deuce up, and he's like, look, it's mommy. And she even designates like a part of the home video to the dog, which I honestly, I cried at that bit.
And she was probably like, oh, you're going to leave me here by myself for however long and take the dog?
You better win that money or you're not coming home. Yeah. When she said that, I was like, oof, mic drop.
Oh, I know. We still have some private messages. So Tres Fuegos are getting on the same page. They're like, it's time for Jordan to go. And then we have the three queens group. So Jordan, Liv, and Lauren. And Jordan is trying to get them to... obviously keep him, to vote him at the top. And he's like, I'll do the dirty work. If everybody votes me influencer, I'll take out Miles so that you can keep your hands clean. And we have another ratings during the circle hoedown. So they're dressed like farmers and whatever.
I feel like I'm in Brokeback Mountain right now. I wish I could quit you.
This is my town. I run this circle.
And the top rated player of these ratings will be the secret super influencer. It's the last ratings before the finals. And so the influencer is Olivia and Brandon. And Brandon wants to do something for himself, but he's torn. Stick with his alliances. Does he go with what Jordan says? We don't know, okay? So it's very stressful. And of course, that's how they end the episode.
I mean, I have no idea what to do here. You know, I've made genuine connections with everybody in the circle. But there's an opportunity now for me to really do something for me. And I don't get that chance a lot.
So, cashiers, who will Brandon / Olivia vote for to go home? And who do you think deserves to win the circle? We want to hear from you, okay? Because that is all for this episode if we have the receipts. We're dropping a bonus episode on Wednesday, May 8th. Woo! So tune in for that because we're going to talk about the finale and we're going to have a great interview with the winner.
Yeah, that's right. Cashiers, I want to know what questions you have for the winner. Call us with your questions and hot takes about The Circle Season 6. Go to speakpipe.com/wehavethereceipts to leave us a voicemail and text us your questions or thoughts at 929-487-3621.
And as always, you can DM me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
Or me, Chloe Veach Official on Instagram or It's Chloe Veach on TikTok.
And please rate, review, and follow We Have the Receipts wherever you're listening right now. I'm your host, Chris Burns.
And I'm your co-host, Chloe Veach.
Save those receipts. And remember, we'll be back next Wednesday with a bonus episode with the winner.
Woo!
We Have the Receipts is a production of Netflix and Pod People. From Netflix, our executive producers are Catherine Hugh, Erica Brady, Ray Vada, and David Markowitz. From Pod People, our producers are Danielle Roth, Hannah Pedersen, and Alex McManus. Morgan Foose edits the show. Save those receipts.